And we're back. It is the Taylor Report. By the way, we're on SoundCloud, Taylor-Report. And, of course, we are on Facebook / The Taylor Report. And we're joined now, I believe, by Corey Weir. Are you there, Corey?
Yeah. Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's sure good to talk to you. You're with the Unifor Solidarity Network. It's Solinet, SOLINET.ca, Solinet. And, Corey, we reported in November about the Ontario Federation of Labour's conference that there was a pretty dramatic struggle there, the type I think you like, a political struggle. Rarely yes. seen in union circles, but the issue was something to do with should the OFL participate in the election and in what way? Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, so I guess I have to give a little bit of a background before I get into the
sure thing.
All the debating that took place. But I guess the OFL, obviously, every year we put forward, or every time that we meet, every 2 years we put forward an action plan that kind of dictates our political and social direction for the next 2 years as the OFL. And so part of the one of the campaigns that was rolled out in preparation for the next provincial election was the 1 million votes campaign. And you know, we're going to see more of that as it starts to formulate. But I guess on the Wednesday, the convention was you know, Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. And on the Wednesday, an amendment came forward to the 1 million votes campaign to amend it to 1 million votes for the NDP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so a pretty hearty and heated debate ensued for a considerable amount of time. And eventually it was passed that it would be changed to 1 million votes for the NDP.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that campaign was part of a broader action plan that culminates all of our activity. So on the Thursday, when we were up for debate for the entire action plan, there was some opposition to the endorsement of the NDP, because as we know, some unions, like the one that I belong to, opt for ABC strategic voting, so anyone but conservative.
Mm. Yes.
So
it's created a migraine headache for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
And especially given since, you know, the Liberal government provincially had just legislated OPSI workers back to work, mm-hmm. You know, on the first day of convention, right, that came through. So it was quite contentious, and there were some unions that got up and spoke against the entirety of the action plan because of this, because of three letters, essentially, NDP, mm-hmm. right? So we had a plan with great progressive steps to supporting women, women's rights, advancing the rights of people of color, standing for Indigenous rights. And some unions, or people from unions, took the position that they were willing to scuttle the entire action plan and enter the 2018 provincial election without a political strategy, essentially, by scuttling this entire action plan over blanket support for the NDP.
Uh-huh. Well, and it really did divide the hall, this struggle, right? I mean, by the way, it just sounds – to me, it sounds like a very healthy development that people are finally getting on their feet at the convention instead of just being in attendance and marking a box and going to lunch. They actually got into a pretty high-level political debate.
Oh, it was extremely refreshing to see. I mean, you know, a lot of these things, it's I don't want to say pomp and circumstance, because that's a – you know, that doesn't mm-hmm. quite describe the work that's done even at conventions. But a lot of it is fluff stuff, like, you know, like, of course we're going to support equal pay for equal work. Of course we're going to, you know, oppose climate change and things of that nature, right? So it was extremely refreshing to see some real meaningful debate and us really doing the work that labor needs to be done and getting into these hard discussions about these issues.
Yeah. Were you surprised it carried? Because it was a pretty determined effort to depoliticize a political motion, right?
Absolutely. So what ended up happening, actually, was that, you know, in the spirit of, like I mentioned earlier, that all of this, the entire action plan could have been lost by this. So a motion came forward to remove that particular section from the action plan and vote on it separately. And, you know, the rest of the action plan with all the critically important things that I mentioned, that passed unanimously, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back to having the debate again for the second time in the second day in a row. And, you know, it required a two-thirds vote to pass. So, yeah, I mean, we weren't quite sure which way it was going to go.
Yeah. This is Corey Weir, and he is with the Unifor Solidarity Network, solinet.ca. And, Corey, I want to ask you about another matter. Unifor's previous president sort of disappointed the Canadian labor movement and many progressive people that his last big trip and headline involved him going to Israel and saying how much he now believed in having the wall and such things. And people were quite shocked. But the union itself has remained on course and in the sense of calling for justice for the Palestinians and for a democratic settlement, et cetera. Do you have at your Unifor council meeting, I think it was, in this past August, there was a resolution, I believe it came from your local, on the Palestinians. Tell us what happened to that and a little bit about it.
Yeah, so our local Union of Politics Committee put forward a motion supporting self-determination of Palestinian people and also endorsing BDS, opposing government suppression of BDS as a tactic. We weren't quite sure where it was going to go, especially given during the Hard Road years, right? It was he was extremely adamant about, opposing that. Mm-hmm. So, it went to Ontario Council, Canadian Council, and it was adopted overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly?
Overwhelmingly.
Music to my ears, actually.
And actually, I've just found out recently, there are some other people from a group called BDS Canada that I've, started to speak with more in the wake of this resolution passing. And actually, 15 of the electoral district associations, EDAs for the NDP, have put forward BDS motions. Resolutions towards the federal meeting, their federal convention. So this debate's going to play out as well, which would be nice. It's good to see it gaining traction and receiving the public attention that it deserves and the support from true progressive people because really, until all of us are free, none of us are free.
I really like that. I think it's a refreshing development, particularly I wanted to make sure we asked you about that because here we are talking about this really provocative move by the President of the United States, and there is a tendency for people to become a little bit of despair, or lose heart, but actually they need to know that this resolution was passed and actually apparently more easily than the one that happened at the OFL. People were ready for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's sad to see something so critical take so much time to gain, the education has to be there. And, I think we're seeing a lot more of that and communications across international lines with folks and, of course, none of this would be possible without the dedicated work that people have been doing for generations on this work, right? So, really, this is the product of all of their hard work. It's starting to pay off. We've got a long way to go, but
of the type that you're doing, that is that Solinet plays a role in getting to the meetings and arguing for the resolutions and getting them passed. That's the foundation. Corey, it's a pleasure having you. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. That's Corey Weir, Unifor Solidarity Network, and that's solinet.ca. Very important story. And, Phil, you were not able to attend, but you must be
No, but I'm following this story.
Encouraged.
And I certainly was encouraged because I heard a report from a member of another union who just said the division in the House was very, very stark because there was a core of people from Unifor sitting front and center where they – see themselves, and they were opposing this initiative. But all around the House, it was the vote was in favor of it.
Word? Anodyne? The idea of a million votes for what?
Yeah,
a million votes for what?
Just so the weekend voted.
I like to think the label I've developed for it is a strategic defeat for strategic voting. This game has been played just too many times, and people are tired of it. What they want, it's like the last presidential election and all this. What are you for?
That's right. And you know, my sense is that they have this thing. They say, well, anybody but the conservatives. I find that the working class hostility towards the liberal government of Kathleen Wynne right now is extraordinary. I mean, she's a
piker. Well, he said
she's
that she phony. Passed. Yeah. They had this ordering people back to work.
You know, they did this big labor law reform, and then they gutted their own legislation because the Chamber of Commerce cried about a few things. So they said, oh, we're going to do all this, this, and this, and this, and then they brought it forward. They actually put it out there, and then they just chopped it up, right? So then that's what you get from the liberals.
Yeah. Yeah, and Phil, we have news, sports news. We want to make sure people know that Beyoncé.
Oh, Beyoncé, good for her.
Presented an award.
Yeah, this
to
is from
Colin Kaepernick.
Superstar Beyoncé turned up to give the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award to former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Introduced by Daily Show host Trevor Noah, the singer said she felt so good to be here on such a special night of appreciation. She thanked Kaepernick for his selfless heart, conviction, and personal sacrifice. And then the article goes on to say the football player became a lightning rod in 2016 when he began kneeling during the historical – during the national anthem before games to protest police brutality and racial inequality. Quote, Colin took action with no fear of consequences or repercussion, only hope to change the world for the better, Beyoncé said. To change perception, to change the way we treat each other, especially people of color. We're still waiting for the world to catch up.
That's terrific. I'm glad we – called people's attention that Beyoncé thrilled the world. She was at the Super Bowl. Right. So here's the woman who performed at the Super Bowl standing alongside Colin Kaepernick. That's terrific.